Welcome. I'm glad to see you're here again at the diner where the only dish we serve is the CLT sandwich. I hope you've returned with an empty stomach, eagerness, and a little bit of caution. Come inside and sample the dish where the flavor palette changes each week. From cryptids, to legendary people, tall tales, and myths from around the world. Stay a while, ignore the other patrons, and enjoy the dish that is the CLT sandwich.
Welcome back to the CLT Diner, where the only dish we serve is the CLT sandwich. My name is Anthony. I have the honor of serving this wonderful dish to you. Enjoying today's dish with you is Sven. Say hello to your fellow diners, Sven.
Hello, fellow diners.
We got Sven and Anthony today. And actually, if Sven couldn't have joined us today, because I would have just done myself. But we are not. We are, the two of us today. How you doing? How you doing, my man?
Good. I'm here. I'm alive.
Yeah. We got a fun episode.
Numerology, correct?
Yeah, numerology, which is the...
I wouldn't say fear of numbers, but perhaps like superstitions, tall tales around them.
Yes, numerology is the belief in divine or mystical relationship between a number and one or more coinciding events. It's also the study of numbers.
Right.
But yeah, no, the fear is not fear. But yeah, we're gonna be talking about a bunch of numbers. I have them, ironically, not in numerical order.
Keep you on your toes here.
I know, like...
Guests, gonna have diners out there, like, their eyes are twitching.
I know, like, when we...
Why is number four after number three?
I know, right? After number three is number 666. And then we go to 23.
Oh.
We're gonna break up. Yeah, I picked a bunch of numbers from random, to let you know, and Wikipedia has more if we're going to run out of them, but I have 13736/666, 23, 10, sorry, there's numbers in the subcategories, threw me off.
Rewind noise.
And four, we also have finger counting, because I found that pretty interesting, how different nations around the world count differently.
Right, yes.
So, again, if you think of a number while we're talking, Sven, unfortunately, the audience cannot interact with us. If you think of a number, Sven, while we're discussing other numbers, let me know, and I'll pull up the Wikipedia article for it.
69. 420.
I
feel like those were pretty obvious choices.
I should have seen those coming. I should have seen that coming. We will get the 420 and 69.
Okay.
We'll do that right before fingering. So. We're going to start with the... I know we're getting right into it. Normally we banter a lot more before, but there's only the two of us, and we're both introverted people who don't really conversate a lot.
Yeah, we're low energy. We're lo-fi today.
Yeah. So, we're just going to hop right into it. We're going to start with the number 13. And this is actually the whole episode that I was inspired to do. On my drive document, it just says the number 13. And then I got all the stuff in number 13 and I went, wow, this is not enough to
make an episode.
Yeah. So we're going over other ones. Now, the number 13 is the 13th number.
Yes.
And by the way, our numbers are...
Numerologists everywhere say that is true.
Yeah, that is true. 100%. They're Arabic numbers, the numbers that we use.
Yes. Sorry, white people.
Yeah. Sorry, white people. So, it's not like... There's not a lot of things you can talk about a numbers history. Because the numbers history are just the numbers that come before it, really. So we just got some fun facts about each of these numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start out. We have, so to start off as well, we're not only going to talk about number 13, we're also going to slap in Friday the 13th. Mm-hmm. Because coincide, kind of have to. Not the series, the actual fear of it and all that. So first we're... the fear of the number 13. Now, you said that you knew this.
Yes, triskaidekaphobia.
Triskaidekaphobia, yep. That's a big ass word. Now, I know a little bit of Latin. Mm-hmm. Like phobia means fear. Deca means like 10.
Mm-hmm.
Tris probably means 3.
Yes, I would imagine, because I think a lot of like the way we describe tetrahedrons or polyhedrons is it's all based in Latin. You know, like a 13-sided polyhedron would be a triskai decahedron.
Probably.
I don't know.
I'm assuming like
I'm spitballing here.
I'm assuming tris means 3, chi means like and.
Could also mean like sides or face.
So yep, triskaidecaphobia. That's a fun one. Actually, I lost this page because I want to talk about the fear of Friday the 13th. That is called paraskevidecatraphobia or Frigga triskaidecaphobia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because, which is just tridescaphobia with Frigga in front of it.
I'm a guess Friday.
Yes, because Frigga, the Norse goddess. She represented Friday. Believe it or not, a lot of our days of the week are named after Norse gods.
Oh, I suppose I didn't. You know, I never knew that, but in hindsight, Thursday is a bit on the nose for Thursday.
Thursday is Thursday. Wednesday is Odin, believe it or not. Because Woden.
Woden, yeah, is one of the ways you can.
And I don't know the other ones, but I know for sure Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday are Odin, Thor, and Frigga.
I imagine Sunday would be Sol Day.
Probably. That sounds like an English thing. Just put it right on the nose.
Yeah.
It's the day of the sun.
Yes.
Praise it.
Praise the sun.
So, the reason why there are two big reasons why 13 is considered to be unlucky in Western mythology. It's a big hammer there. Western culture.
Mm-hmm.
13 is considered to be unlucky. There are two reasons why. According to folklore historian Donald Dossie, the number 13 originates with the North myth about having 12 gods at the dinner party in Valhalla. The trickster god Loki, who was not invited, arrived as the 13th guest and arranged for Hod to shoot Baldur, to shoot Baldur.
Which caused
Ragnarok.
The, you know, the Norse apocalypse.
Yeah,
yeah, okay, that's cool. Yeah,
check out our Ragnarok episode for all about that.
Yeah.
Boat made out of fingers and toes.
Not good. Didn't like that.
All-terrain vehicle.
The thought of that, like spider fingering across the ground.
Like, oh, we've reached, and just all the fingers curve.
Sounds like thousands of ants marching.
Is it raining?
That's horrid.
Yeah, and when I'm thinking of boat, I'm thinking like the Titanic, like a big ass cruise ship. I know the Titanic's smaller than modern cruise ships, but like a big boat. So not just like a little dinky, but like oh no, like it blots out the sun with how tall it is.
Jesus.
Another reason it's considered to be unlucky is that at the Last Supper, Judas,
13th apostle.
He was the 13th to sit at the table. The Bible says nothing about which order they sat, but there were 13 people, and Judas is believed to be the 13th.
Gotcha.
Kind of a big thing about Judas.
Being associated with, like, unluck and treachery?
Yeah.
More so treachery, I would say.
More so treachery. Also silver. Man, should I cover Jesus on this podcast? I feel like I don't know enough about him, so I could be unbiased.
there's a lot of information for, you know, accuracy or inaccuracy, for better or ill.
I mean, there's only like 30 years missing out of Jesus' life. We could fill those up pretty easy.
I'm sure the church did.
Oh, no, there's nothing in that. Blank, it's the Bible. It goes from kid to adult. It's a mystery.
Smaller than a temple, but bigger than a baby. Favorite thing about Jesus.
I like the idea of that Jesus would be like 7 foot. Like, he's like 9'3" and it's never mentioned.
Yeah, right? Like, he could be one of the biblical giants. I would like to make clear that I poke fun at Christianity. I don't doubt that Jesus was real. And I don't know enough about him to doubt or deny whether or not he was the Son of God. He could have been the Son of God. He could have just been a cool guy trying to help people out. Either way.
Yeah. See, one of those is a Christianity belief, and one of those is the Judaism belief. Because fun fact about Anthony, there was a point in my life where we shared a house with a Jewish family.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know this.
Yeah, I got to celebrate Hanukkah and Christmas one year. Interesting. I was young. I was probably first grade, if not younger. Mm-hmm. So I got to learn a lot about Judaism and all that. And when I asked him, because, you know, I grew up in a, like, Christian household, I'm like, what do you think about Jesus? He's like, well, I believe that he was a person. I just don't believe he was the Son of God. Okay.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay. I think he was just a groovy guy who wanted people to, you know, live better lives, be happier, and, you know, care about each other more.
So with Friday the 13th as well, continuing on from the Bible.
So, if I may.
You may.
I always thought that the fear of the number 13 kind of stemmed from the mania of Friday the 13th being kind of like one of the spearheads of the slasher genre.
No.
I didn't know that it came before that. So I imagine they actually kind of capitalized on this niche information. They were like, there's like this, you know, superstition in parts of the world and, you know, perhaps in parts of our world, that like 13 and Friday together equals bad. And so they're like, let's make a film called Friday the 13th.
Yeah. No, that's probably their thought thinking, because Friday the 13th is a very rare, I'm sure it's just as rare as every other day.
Mm-hmm.
But no, that actually is a very common thought, that
Thursday the 12th.
Doesn't have as good as a ring. Continuing on from the Bible, we have that Thursday, the night before his death on Good Friday, that's when the Last Supper took. So Jesus was crucified on Friday the 13th.
Oh, okay.
So that's another one. A good origin of Friday the 13th, and these are all numbered, and I'm bouncing back and forth because I want to talk about Friday the 13th. Where is it? Pardon me.
Hold.
That on Friday the 13th, October 1307, King Philip IV of France ordered the arrests of the Knights Templar, in which most of them were tortured and killed. So, which basically ended the Knights Templar.
Yeah.
So that's another reason why. Like, oh, it happened on Friday the 13th.
I mean, historically, the Knights Templar were kind of cunts, weren't they? So.
Yeah. I mean, feudalism and all that.
Religious fanaticism and.
Yeah.
Retake the Holy Land!
Yeah.
The Crusades!
I mean, definitely. But to them, it became an unlucky thing.
Right.
We also have that on, there's a fun with the number 13. So that's basically it with Friday the 13th. And, of course, movie series. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows. Apollo 13. That had a terrible, terrible thing that happened on April the 13th. There was an oxygen tank explosion.
On April the 13th.
On Apollo 13.
You know, maybe they're on to something here.
Yeah. you see the, because many ships, hotels, because we've talked about this, they skip the number 13.
Mm-hmm.
They have typically go from 12 to 13, or they'll have 12 and 12A.
12A?
Yep. Because people will not stay, a lot of people will not go or stay in rooms that are on the 13th floor, or anything like that. Which, my hotel in New Orleans, you know, we were on the 24th floor or something like that. But I went to every elevator, could not go to the 13th floor, because there would be no 13th floor.
Weird.
I know. You would think of all places New Orleans.
Yeah. I wonder if in the greater realm of metaphysics, it doesn't matter what you label it, it is still the 13th floor. So like 12A has the creepy shit happening on it.
Yeah, I like that too. Like, you can call it whatever you want. It's still number 13.
It is still the 13th floor.
I mean, also, it's really funny, because I can imagine, in the UK, I don't know if you know this, but they count floor 1 as, like, the ground floor.
Mm-hmm.
So that's floor 0, technically. So what we would call the second floor would be their first floor.
Right.
So our 14th floor would be their 13th.
Yeah, that, like, on one hand, I get it. On the other hand, I don't. That's always confused me.
I don't get it either.
13 ghosts?
Oh! Don't forget the other movie, 13 Ghosts. And Scooby-Doo and the 13 Ghosts.
What other movie?
There's an original and a remake of 13 Ghosts.
I imagine the remake is the one that I've probably seen.
Yes, the one with Matthew Lillard.
Yes.
Yes. No, the original one was pretty cool for its time as well, because it came with... basically used 3D technology, because, you know, it has red and blue.
Mm-hmm.
And what it would do is it would hand out a red and a blue lens to everyone, like a single lens that would go over both eyes. And one, you know, like, if you want to watch the movie without ghosts, you put over the blue one. But if you want to watch with ghosts, you put over the red one. Or, yeah, I had that backwards. And basically they filmed it in color. They filmed it, like, in black and white and made the ghost red.
I see.
Yeah, so when you had the red one on, you could not, you only saw red, so no ghosts, but when you had the blue one on, bam, ghosts. Which, the glasses in that remake, that's what that idea came from.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, it's a fun little nod to itself.
Also the birth of 3D glasses.
Probably.
Damn their souls.
Yeah, I don't have 3D glasses. I mean, of course not. I don't wear glasses. But, you know, like Heather does, you do. So, I never experienced the understanding of the pain of 3D glasses, and especially the real D glasses when those came out.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I didn't imagine that. And my then-girlfriend at the time, she wore glasses. So, when we saw Avatar, we saw it in standard 2D.
You meant the blue people.
Yeah, the blue people.
Not...
James Cameron's Avatar.
Yes.
To which... I also watched it with my mother in real D, so I could get the full picture. There's a 3D picture in that, in the movie. It's really weird. We're getting off topic.
Yeah, we are. That's fine, though. Back to your regularly scheduled program.
There's a myth that the earliest reference to 13 being unlucky is the Babylonian Code of Hammurabi.
Oh.
But where it says the myth is saying that the 13th code of the Hammurabi law was omitted. However, Hammurabi's law is not numbered.
Mm.
So that kind of puts that out.
Here's a random factoid. The bad luck number 13 translates to many forms of mania. One of which I know is Warhammer Fantasy. There is a race of evil rat men, and their sacred number is 13, which represents their horned chaos god. And... their origin story is linked to some kind of fell bell tower tolling 13 times, and a city befouled by plagues of evil rat men, and it's weird. It just, you know, it's cool to see that this has translated to so much.
Yeah, there's a thousand things that I'm sure that we're not going to mention.
Yes.
That have number 13 in it. We have the tarot card. You know what number 13 is?
Tower?
No, it's death.
I thought Tower was the bad one and Death was okay.
Yeah, but it's still... Yeah, but people hear Death and go, ooh. And
oh!
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, everyone... Tarot cards are interesting because bad are good and typically. Now, you... I would say that you're an expert. Well, not an expert, because you would immediately tell me that you know you're not. But you're a you're very knowledgeable about the Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
How many hobbits were there in the first book? Now, how many dwarves were there in the party?
13, I'm gonna guess.
There are 13 of them.
There's a lot. Oin, Gloin, Biffer, Bofer, Bomber, Bilbo. Not Bilbo's not a dwarf.
Nope.
Thorin.
He's a halfling.
True.
We have, yep, Thorin, Feely, Keely, Owen, Golan, Balin, Dwalin, Biffer, Bofer, Bomdor, Dori, Nori, Nori.
Yep.
I love all those names.
They're great.
They're very silly.
One of them gets taken by the Watcher in the water. And I don't like that.
Two of them, you can see. You can actually see two of them in the Lord of the Rings movie.
They're dead.
Yeah. One's in the casket. One's a skeleton wearing the same outfit.
Yeah.
I love that little detail.
Yeah.
A baker's dozen.
Is that 13?
Yeah, 13. If you get a baker's dozen, you get 13. I was curious about this, so I looked up why. And for those wondering, so in the United Kingdom, when selling certain goods, bakers were obliged to sell goods by the dozen at a specific weight or quality, not specific average weight. During this time, bakers who sold a dozen units that failed to meet this requirement would be penalized with a fine.
That's shitty.
Yep. So typically, so to avoid the risk of the penalty, they would include an extra unit so that they would pass it by anyways.
Gotcha.
And that's called the Vantage Loaf.
The Vantage Loaf. I love it.
So every time you get a baker's dozen, just know one of those is the Vantage Loaf.
That's kind of weird because I feel like the baker's dozen is genuinely seen as
yes.
a positive thing.
I mean, this is just a fact about the number 13. There's not anything else.
If you eat the 13th donut, your balls will explode.
Oh no! It's like when you pop a balloon
and they deflate. If you're a woman, your nipples fall off.
So to counter that, modern times, and typically in the First World War, we'll start with that one. 13 was considered to be a lucky number for France.
Oh.
Yeah, and in modern times, Italian is lucky in Italy. There's an Italian expression, and I apologize in advance, fare tredici, which means make 13, and that means to hit the jackpot.
Cool. Yeah. Well, you did preface this that most of these superstitions we're talking about are part of the Western world.
Yes. And speaking of that, in Cantonese-speaking areas, including Hong Kong and Macau, the number 13 is considered to be lucky because it's similar to the Cantonese word meaning sure to live.
Interesting.
Yes. Cool. And I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce that, so. That's number 13. That's fun.
That is fun.
You know.
What is next on the list?
Next, we are going to the number 7. Because it's pretty big. It's got some symbolism behind it.
Mm-hmm.
As we can say, you know, the 7 deadly sins, the 7 classical planets, the 7 heavens, 7 days of the week, 7 colors of the rainbow, the 7 seas. Technically, there are 8 of them now.
Are there 8 or are there 9? Gotta Google.
There are the 7 continents. 7 kings of Rome, 7 hills of Istanbul, 7 hills of Rome, 7 sages of Greece, 7 wise men, 7 wonders of the ancient world. Matter of fact, the number 7 was considered to be a god in ancient Egypt. The pharaoh usually ordered things in multiples of 7. For a time, 7 was not even used in writing for the people of Egypt. So it was like a can't touch this number because it's my number.
Gotcha.
And of course, can't exasperated sigh. That's what I
for. I'm getting kind of like mixed results here. It says there are about 50 seas around the world, but there are, it sounds like officially there are 50 seas, but we still kind of recognize the seven seas being
the big seven.
Yeah, the Arctic, North Atlantic, South Atlantic, North Pacific, South Pacific, Indian, and the Southern Oceans.
Well, thank you for that. Interesting. Good to know. 50 seas.
The 50 seas.
But of course, before we get into the big reason, another thing that seven is considered a good number, lucky number, is it is considered to be the sum of the sides of the two basic shapes.
What are the two basic shapes?
A square and a triangle. Just got a circle, but size on the circle is very wishy-washy depending on who you ask.
Infinite sides.
Infinite size, one side, zero sides.
All of the above.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, it's the sum of
Schrodinger's circle.
The sum of a square and a triangle.
Seven.
Yeah.
I don't know why I was thinking square had five sides. I was like, no, that's eight. That's not seven. It is seven.
It is seven. But you can also, and while we're talking about triangles, because I don't know when I'll bring this up, probably on the superstition episode in season 5, walking under a ladder, considered to be bad luck because you're breaking a triangle.
It's not the ladder itself, it's the shape represented.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah. Because 3, again. But believe it or not, there's a big thing about the number 7 in the Bible.
Really?
Yeah. Like, you know, the 7 days of creation.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Which I don't want to get technical, but God, there was no 7 days of creation. God rested on the seventh day. There's only 6 days of creation. If I work 5 days a week and take the weekend off, I'm not getting paid for all 7.
Well, I mean, God did create on the seventh day. He created resting.
Damn you.
Debunked.
Debunked. Especially like in the Old Testament, a lot more. Anyone who dares to kill Cain will suffer vengeance 7 times over. Noah is commanded to bring 7 pairs of every clean animal onto the ark.
7 pairs.
7 pairs, not just 1 pair. 7.
That makes more sense. You know, less inbreeding and.
Yeah, I mean, still inbreeding.
I was gonna say I still don't think it's enough, but
no. 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine in the Pharaoh's dream, in Genesis 41. You can watch the terrible Dreamers movie, Joseph King of Dreams, if you want to see that. Seven days of feasts of Passover.
Mm-hmm.
The 7 day week pattern, considering distribution of manna. Which is the edible substance which God provided for the Israelites during the travel in the desert for their 40-year period. Yeah, fun fact, the Prince of Egypt ends with a 40-year walk.
Yeah. That always threw me off. Like, 40 years wandering around in the desert. Those are some faithful people. Because I would, like, a month in, I'd be like, are we fucking lost?
I think, ironically, it's because they were... Now, I'm not an expert in the Bible, and when we get to Moses, we'll get to Moses. But I believe it's because they were not being faithful, not listening, that they got lost. Like, the big G-man, this guy's like, go this way, and people are like, nah, we want to go that way.
So he was like, alright, extend the desert.
Exactly. Alright, and then they finally go that way. He's like, oh, look, you're right here now.
Lol.
But I can imagine there was someone being like, just listen to the big guy who freed us. He's got the power. He literally split the Red Sea. Why are we arguing with him?
He split the Red Sea. He called down the plague of locusts and freezing, burning ice.
Let's keep arguing with him.
Let's keep arguing with this man that smited all of the firstborns. Great idea.
Great idea.
Also, good patience on God's part.
He's like, I know.
Petty, but patient. Yep. Instead of just being like, you know what, fuck you guys. Blah! Smite you all.
Also, like, back in the Bible, apparently people lived a lot longer back in the day. Like, Moses died when he was, like, 200 or something.
But could they really count back then? Did they really know what a year was?
Who knows? It's really hot in the desert.
Suffering heat stroke. Like, Moses is 200 years old.
How is he now? I saw him walk up the hill and come down with some rocks.
These are the 10 commandments.
King David had 7 older brothers.
St. Peter's up at the gates of heaven writing down notes in my ledger.
Like, blasphemy.
Blasphemy. Blasphemy. Blasphemy. Sodomy. Blasphemy.
Gluttony. Lust.
Wrath. So much wrath.
Get to the book. All right. Here's your wrath chapter. It's fucking Stephen King's it.
Stephen King's it, yeah. He just, like, rolls out the scroll and it just keeps going into the distance.
All right. That was 2020. Let's go to 2021, shall we? I should have said a different year first.
You did have some points taken off for scalping Jeff Bezos. Well done there.
He was kind of greedy, and you know, it's easier to camel to pass through the eye of a needle than a rich man to get into heaven.
That's true. He's in hell right now, laboring in the fields for as long as it takes to make his amount of money.
Yeah, sure. Then that's the Old Testament. In the New Testament, a little less, but the biggest one is Revelations, which we will be talking about this season. Talk about the Revelations, where there are 7 of the following: golden lampstands, stars, torches of fire, 7 seals, angels in their trumpets, last plagues, golden bowls, thunder, horns and eyes, diadems, kings.
7 angels and 7 eyes?
Well, those are individual items. 7 angels and their trumpets.
Oh, okay.
Which followed, I believe that follows the 7 seals.
Right.
But of course, Sven, you're very smart.
Sure.
What are the 7 deadly sins?
Lust, gluttony, treachery?
No, treachery's not.
No. So lust, gluttony, wrath. Rage isn't one of them, is it?
No, that's wrath.
Okay, cause I always thought there was like a weird distinction between wrath and rage. Wrath, greed, envy. I'm blanking.
Sloth.
Pride. Yes, of course, pride.
Yes. And to talk about, I know greed and envy come up a lot. You know, people are greedy versus envious. Mm-hmm. Greed is hoarding what you have. Envy is wanting someone else's stuff.
Yes.
There are also 7 joys in the Virgin Mary and Catholic, angelic, and other traditions. There are 7 suicides mentioned in the Bible.
That's correct.
Didn't even know that.
You played Dante's Inferno.
I did.
Doesn't that come up? I'm pretty sure that comes up. Aren't there like 7 suicide people you can rescue?
It's been a while since I've played that game. Right. And especially with that. Now, fun fact, there are 7 deadly sins. There are also 7 virtues.
Correct.
Do you know those?
I have.
There's zero shame in saying no, you don't know all 7.
No, I don't think I even know one. Wait. Temperament, maybe.
Temperance, yes.
Temperance.
Chastity. Temperance, charity, diligence, kindness, patience, and humility. Which some of those are like the opposite, like charity and greed. Temperance and wrath.
Diligence and sloth.
Humility and pride.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know what patience is the opposite supposed to be of. Chastity and lust, clearly.
Patience might be the opposite of,
Gluttony?
no, temperance might be the opposite of gluttony. I don't know what patience is the opposite of.
There might not even be an episode. Opposite, yeah.
Oh, my ass hurt.
Yes, don't worry. We're going to get a chair.
Sodomy.
In Hinduism, the word, the Sanskrit word sapta refers to number 7. Don't know what that has to do with Hinduism. That is the language thing. The 7 virgin goddesses, or the Sapta Kanimar, are worshipped in the temples in Tamil Nadu, India. There are 7 chakras.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. Islam, let's see. The walks between, and again, I apologize for anything I mispronounce. I am a Western boy growing up. I learned to talk in California, Nevada, and New York. And I have a lisp and a stutter, so.
Yes, we are at the very least, we're trying.
Yes. Number of walks between Al-Safa and Al-Marwa pilgrims before the Hajj and the Umrah. The Umrah, my apologies, Umrah. In Judaism, Shiva.
Seven-headed destroyer?
Well, this is Judaism.
That's Judaism. Yep. Shiva.
Shiva is the Hindu destroyer, goddess destroyer.
Oh, does Shiva also appear in Judaism?
No, this is just the number 7.
Oh, okay.
Is the number of days of mourning as well.
You take 7 days to mourn the loss of someone?
Okay. Yeah. In Chinese Taoism, there are 7 colors and the 7 elements, also known as Qi, Q-I, Qi. In astrology, you have the 7 classical planets,
mm-hmm.
which are, fucking plot twist, the Sun.
Nope.
Sun, Mercury, Venus, Moon, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn.
Pluto.
No, these are the classical planets. You'll notice that, like,
motherfucker, I grew up with Pluto's
Uranus, planet. Neptune, also aren't on there.
I surely think you mean Uranus.
I don't.
I say Uranus as well.
Because, tee-hee, funny, because we know the jokes that are going to come if we say Uranus.
Yeah.
Probing Uranus.
Probing Uranus.
Really? There are 7 lucky gods in Japanese mythology. There are 7 archangels, according to some systems. It says some systems.
Yeah.
In Buddhism, a Buddha walked 7 steps after his birth. That would fucking terrify me. Baby pops out, walks 7 steps, collapses. Be like, the fuck are you? You have a fucking quirk or something? In Iran, German, Spanish, and other cultures that speak Romance languages, cats are said to have 7 lives.
Oh, neat.
Mm-hmm. Is this Finnegan? No, okay. Gotta make sure I don't mix up my Irish mythology. There's an Irish hero that's called Finn McCool. I love that name.
Finn McCool?
Yeah.
Because, I am Finn McCool.
Because it's like an old mythology, too. There's in Irish mythology, the epic hero Cuchulainn is associated with the number 7.
Or Cuchulainn.
Cuchulainn.
One of the two.
Cuchulainn. He has 7 fingers, 7 toes on each hand, 7 toes on each feet, and 7 pupils in each eye. Again, terrified.
I'm going to have to rewatch the Elden Ring trailer after this.
Is Cuchulainn in it?
There is a figure who has, they're Cyclops, but they have
7 pupils?
I don't know how many pupils, I just know there's more than 1 pupil in 1 eye.
So. Maybe it's the Revenants. In Gaelican, which is your Gaelic, no wait, this is Galicia, my apologies, not Gaelic, this is Spain,
mm-hmm.
not Scottish, that the 7th son is a werewolf.
7th son?
Yeah, if you have a 7th child, 7th son,
oh,
they will be a werewolf.
I am...
The 7th son of the 7th son?
No. Sorry, I'm doing some math. And I could... I'm the seventh son of my family.
Oh no!
Ah! I'm a werewolf.
Unfortunately, I am immediately... Well, I'm the second son of the second son in my family. Well, actually, I'm the first son of the second son. Never mind.
Moving on.
The slang for the female or vagina can be the number seven.
What?
Yeah, because when you rotate the number seven, it becomes a V for vagina.
No.
It says right here, the female sex organ. No source.
That's fucking stupid.
It's so stupid. But that's the number seven.
Yo, girl, you're seven tight?
Yeah. Slang for the female or vagina, either praising or coarse. The seven, when rotated, forms a V. Let's move off from seven. Let's go to number three.
Yeah.
Number three. Also pretty cool. Also, everyone should check out the Wikipedia articles for these numbers, because they show you how the numbers evolved. Like the Arabic digit, like, they show you how it evolved over time into the seven that we know.
Oh, yeah.
Which is pretty cool, and they also have actual history of the numbers.
Yes, more official, well-spoken points than us yahoos.
I mean, the beginning of the number three article starts with, three is a number, a numeric, and a digit. It is the natural number following two and preceding four.
Yep. I just dropped my phone charger plug box. Thanks, boss.
No problem. Then number three, we have some fun facts. Rough approximation of the number pi is 3.
Mm-hmm.
It is the first odd number, odd prime number, and the smallest, and the second smallest prime.
First being 1.
Yeah. I think first being 2. Because a prime number is 1 in itself. When you multiply it, you can only be multiplied by 1 in itself, I think?
I don't remember. I might... Oh, whatever. Math is not my forte.
Yeah, 2 is the first prime number, 3 is the second. 1 is not a prime number because... that's
gay.
Whoa, check your privilege.
Checked. V'd.
V'd. Sevened.
Sevened, because checks look like sevens, vaguely. Or vaginas, I guess.
Girl, I'm on a 6 or 7. Let's talk about the number 3.
Let's talk about the number 3.
So, a big thing in religion is the triple deity.
Yes.
Yeah. Many world religions contain triple deities, concepts of trinity, including Hindu, the Hindu Trimurti, the Hindu Tridevi, the three jewels of Buddhism, the three pure ones of Taoism, the Christian Holy Trinity, and the triple goddess of Wicca.
Yeah. For Christianity, that would be the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Yes, which they have this great picture, which is known as the Shield of Trinity. Which is very confusing to me. I mean, I get it, but it just, like, the Father is not the Son is not the Holy Spirit is not the Father, but the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are all God.
Correct.
Okay.
It's very easy to follow.
They're not each other, but they're the same thing.
Yeah.
This statement is false.
Not in the realm of the divines.
No, I'm just saying other paradoxes.
Oh, I see what you're doing. Okay. The statement is false.
Yep. So, you know, the triple deity, because, you know, branches, balance, and all that. Again, we have Christianity, like we said. Jesus rose from the dead on the third day after his death.
Yep.
He's a fucking lazy-ass zombie.
Yep.
The devil tempted Jesus 3 times.
Yep.
Ugh. There are considered to be 3 magi. Well, the magi.
The wise men.
Who gave 3 gifts. But there is never said to be 3 wise men.
Oh, is there not?
It does not specify 3.
Hmm.
It just says that they were there and they gave 3 gifts, which disassociated 3 wise men, 3 gifts. But there could have been 2, there could have been 5, there could have been 10. the Magi game.
Adam clapped the butt cheeks of Eve three times in the Garden of Eden. Threeden. Blasphemy.
Oh, who cares about them? They're not. They were pushed away. In Judaism, you know, you got your three sons that Noah had. Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Japheth. The three patriarchs, Adam, Isaac, and Jacob. Man, Isaac, he's got a fun story.
Does he?
Oh, yeah. It's either him, I think his dad was the one who was going to kill him.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Jonah spent 3 days and nights in the belly of a large fish, not a whale.
Of a fucking sea monster.
Basically, yeah.
Is that Leviathan?
I think it's later connected to be Leviathan, but because it's Old Testament, it's not Leviathan. But yes, Leviathan is the ground. No, it's the water. Behemoth is the ground, and the Ziz is the air. Poor Ziz always is left out. Big ass bird. You know, in Buddhism, there's the Triple Bodhi. Ways to understand the earth. As Budu, Pasabudu, and Maharath. In Shinto, there's the Imperial Regalia of Japan, which is the sword, the mirror, and the jewel. What's Shinto? Fun to say.
Shinto?
Taoism, there's the three treasures, the three donations, the three lines of the trigram. Shocking. The trigram has three lines.
Wow. Who'd have thunk?
In North mythology, three is very significant, along with its powers, 9 and 27. Prior to Ragnarok, there will be three hard winters without an intervening summer. Thank God it's been like 100 degrees, because that means no Ragnarok. Odin endured three hardships upon the world tree in his quest for the runes. You know, Odin's quests?
No, I don't.
So, in order to become extremely knowledgeable, he had to do three things. He hung himself. He wounded himself with a spear, and he suffered from hunger and thirst.
Wounding himself with a spear, is that how he lost his eye?
I don't know for sure. But that should be an episode. We should go over Odin. Because, basically, in order to get more knowledgeable, he had to approach death more and more.
Right.
So it's very possible that he stabbed himself in the eye to approach death. No. He gave up his eye so he could attain knowledge. But he did not stab himself. He's like, here's my eye so I may see more. Something along the lines of
that. Okay.
You know, sacrifice what you have to gain more. And Bor, he had three sons, Vili, Ve, and Odin. Other religions, there's the Wiccan Rule of Three, which I don't know. Do you know the Wiccan Rule of Three?
No, I don't.
No. All right. The Rule of Three is sometimes described as karma by the Wiccans, however, it's not strictly accurate. It states whatever energy a person puts into the world, be positive or negative, will be returned to that person three times. Rule of Three. There's the three fates, the sons of Cronus.
Yes, that's right.
Zeus, Poseidon, and Hades.
There are three fates as well, aren't there?
The Slavic god Triglav. Guess how many heads he's got?
Three.
Yeah. And
the 3 inches of my dick.
Don't you mean the 30? there is actually, and 3 is considered to be a good number in Chinese because it sounds like the word alive, which is Shang versus Sang.
Okay, I can see it.
Yeah. Here's some sports ones. Bum, 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 bum. In American and Canadian football, field goal is worth 3 points. The 3 points are made for basketball if you shoot beyond the arc. In cricket, a bowler who is credited with the dismissals of batsmen on 3 consecutive deliveries has achieved a hat trick. I don't know a single word I just said except for hat.
A hat trick is 3 in a row.
Yes, apparently. But a bowler who was credited with the dismissals of batsmen on 3 consecutive deliveries. I'm pretty sure that means the pitcher who strikes out the batter through 3 different batters.
Oh.
That's what I assume. Yep, in ice hockey, scoring 3 goals is called a hat trick. Isn't a turkey something in bowling? Isn't that 3 strikes in a row? Yeah, 3 strikes in a row is a turkey.
Turkey. Haha, jellyfish.
Monkey in a cage. Nom, nom, nom. All right, so next number, we're going to go on to 666. 666.
Yes.
It is the number of the beast. It is called this in the most manuscripts of chapter 13 of the Book of Revelations. Chapter
13 again. Oh.
Yeah.
13 inches of Satan's floppy cock. Three of which is foreskin. Jesus Christ.
There's no Jesus.
Not there.
Not there.
Not in the presence.
There's not a lot. I mean, it's just the number of the beast.
Really? There's nothing? Like, I thought it would be some kind of strange meta, like, 6 is a multiple of 3, so it could be, you know, like, blah, 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 like 333. Well, I don't know, 666 is just...
Well, the reason why it's 6, because apparently I don't have 6 pulled up, is because it's imperfect, it's incomplete. You know, God did it in 7 days. So 6 right. is incomplete. So it's the mockery of the repeating 6 is why it's bad.
I was guessing... Those are good cracks, by the way. I was guessing something like 3 being representative of the Holy Trinity, 6 is greater than 3, and so 3 sixes could be a mockery of the Holy Trinity saying, I am greater than God.
That, you know what? That could be what you see it as. But, yeah, there's more. The number of the beasts is different depending on your context. But, yeah, 666 is not really, there's not a lot of really stuff behind it except for, hey, it's the number of the beasts.
Whoa.
Yeah, whoa. Actually, fun fact, the Bible also mentions 666 is the number of talents of gold Solomon collected each year. So, that's a fun fact. 666 appears twice in the Bible. Well, thrice. Because it's also the number of Adonikim's descendants who returned to Jerusalem and Judah from the Babylonian exile. Don't know what I just said, but I said it.
You said it, and I heard it, but it didn't sink in.
Alright, so let's go up Wikipedia and just type in 3 numbers really quick. 420.
The weed number.
And then 69. Sex number. Alright. Number 10. Got a lot from the number 10. You know, I figured 10's pretty important.
How so?
Well, I mean, it's the most common denoting numbers in both spoken and written language. Like, you typically count by tens. This is because, and this is how I got the finger counting, a lot of people count the 10 fingers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why number 10 is so important, because we count by tens because we got 10 fingers.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Is also the first number to be written using numerals in the English language. So typically you would write out 1 through 9 in words. As soon as you get to 10, you would write 1-0. That's a fun fact. I even asked my English teacher wife about this. And she said, yes, that is the rule.
Why, though? Like, so you would, like, O-N-E.
Yep.
T-W-0. O. And then you just do that until you get to 10, which is just 1-0.
Yep. Don't know why.
That's so weird.
It is weird. But I feel like they had to do it somewhere. Because if they didn't do it at 10, they would have to do it at 11. Because eventually, because you're not going to write out, 925,000.
600 minutes.
You know, I'll be honest. I just pulled a random number out of my brain. I didn't even know what I was making a reference there.
Wait, the fucking call it was. It wasn't. It's 525,600 minutes. But still, it was just.
Yeah. reference in the Bible, of course. Sexy. there's the Ten Commandments, which we've already discussed about.
That's true.
I don't know that on the top of my head, and I feel like there's a lot of them.
Thou shalt not kill. Wow. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's ox or thy neighbor's wife.
I thought it was thy neighbor's ass.
I think it's ox. Oxen are very similar to ass. Is.
Wikipedia, please. I don't need the.
Thou shalt not lay with little boys, as thou lieth with woman.
All right.
Thou shalt not keep false gods or idols. Thou shalt always take the trash out on Monday night.
So we have, and these are all in different orders. Thou
shalt not commit blasphemy.
Depending on who you read it from. But we have, I am the Lord, thy God. Important commandment.
I am the Lord, thy God.
Thou shalt not have other gods before me.
So no idols.
No idols. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images.
Which I think means thou shalt not elevate oneself into a position of greaterness than your other men.
Self or anything. Like, I know there's the golden calf that people pray to in the Bible.
Yeah.
Which comes right up soon after this. Don't take the Lord's name in vain. Don't say God damn it. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Are we about to talk about the same thing?
Yes,
go
ahead.
That's actually not what that reference is. It's not about being like, God damn it. It's about, don't use the Lord's name to basically like cheat, steal, take advantage of other people. Don't do unholy or bad works under the guise of doing God's work.
Thank you. That's when you pointed at me and I pointed back, I'm like, I know what you're about to say. Yep. I'm glad you're going to bring it up. We have remember the Sabbath, which is, and keep it holy. Sunday.
What?
Sabbath is when God took off break. When he took a break. That's Sabbath.
You said something about holy. It sounded like you said inky and holy. To keep it holy. I heard inky and holy.
Oh no! I guess that's the Black Sabbath there.
No.
honor thy father and thy mother. Thou shalt not murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Especially from children who have cancer. Weird, that one popped up. Don't bear false witnesses against your neighbor. Don't cover your neighbor's house. Don't cover your neighbor's wife or his slaves, his animals, or anything of the neighbor.
Slaves. Oh no. Yeah.
And then the 10th one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Why is there 11 on here? Oh, because some of them void out, I am the Lord thy God. And then the other one, you shall set up these stones which I command you. Anyways, we're getting off topic. Ten Commandments. People traditionally tithed 1/10 of their produce. You know what a tithe is?
Yeah.
All right.
I learned that from Destiny.
Oh, what's a tithe?
A tithe is
for the audience. I'm not challenging your knowledge. I'm for the audience.
My understanding of tithe is you take a portion of some kind of resource that you have gathered, and you give it to your superiors.
Yep, or in this...
It's like taxes.
Yeah, but in this meaning, it is for the church. There were 10 plagues of Egypt.
I thought there were 7 plagues of Egypt. I thought that popped up in 7.
I think we talked about it, but I don't think... Nope, there are 10. Water to blood, frogs, lice, wild animals slash flies, pestilence, boils, thunderstorms of fire and ice, locust, darkness for 3 days, and death of the firstborn.
Oh. Well, prove me wrong.
We have, in Jewish liturgy, 10 martyrs are singled out as a group. Alright, in Pythagoreanism, the number 10 played an important role and was symbolized by the tetrakites. Makes sense, tetra, 10. In Hinduism, Lord Vishnu appeared on the earth in 10 incarnations, popularly known as Dashavatar. In Schism, there are 10 human gurus. Most countries issue coins and bills in denominations of 10. But yeah, 10, 20, 50, hondo.
$2 bill. Has not been used in a long time.
I have one of those. Got it upstairs. A decathlon is a combined event in athletics consisting of 10 track and field events. In basketball, each quarter runs for 10 minutes under the rules. In blackjack, 10, jack, queen, and king are all worth 10 points. Boxing, referee counts to 10 whether the boxer is unconscious or not. In cricket, a team's innings ends once it has lost 10 wickets.
Gibberish. Absolute gibberish, you just said to me.
Yeah, but I love that. There are 10 pins in a bowl, in a bowling game. And here's a fun fact. There are 10 official inkblots in the Rorschach inkblot test.
There are?
Yep, 10 official ones.
Oh.
I think one of these days I would love to do an episode where we get like an actual psychologist or someone to give that to us and read their findings. Like what we saw.
I think I would see a lot of things.
Yeah. My father, because he got those when he was in the military. And he liked to fuck with the people, because they were first like, what do you see? And he's like, I see ink on paper.
What a jackass.
Such a jackass. You can kind of see where I get it from. And now we're going to go to the number 4. Because fun fact, well, these are all fun facts, but the number 4 has a really cool math thing about it.
Yes.
If a number is a multiple of 4, you can always tell, because if its last two digits are a multiple of 4, like the number 1092 is a multiple of 4, because 92 is 4 times 23. So if you take the last digit, so if that number was like 15 million, blah, 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 something, blah, 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 and ended in 92, that's a multiple of 4.
Weird.
It is weird. Numbers are weird. Numbers are so fucking weird.
Numbers are weird but cool. Math is weird but cool.
Yeah.
I didn't get it in school.
Yeah, you know, I didn't care enough. I think most interesting thing I had to do with math was when I decided to... There's a slug on that window.
There's a slug on that window.
When I decided to look up chaos theory because I was reading Jurassic Park. But, number 4. How long are we going? How long? Oh, we're in hour 3, so we'll go through number 4 quick. The biggest thing about the number 4 is tetraphobia. Because in Chinese and other East Asian nations, number 4 is considered to be bad luck. As opposed to the number 13.
Hmm.
Yeah. This is because the word for 4 in Chinese, si, is very, or pinyin, is very, I don't know how to pronounce this, but basically the number 4 sounds quite similar to the word for death.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. This is also true in similar Sino-Japanese, Sino-Korean, and Sino-Vietnamese. The word for 4, she, and sa, she in Japanese, and sa in Korean, sounds similar to the identical death for each language. So basically, their number four sounds like the number death, the word death. Special care may be taken to avoid occurrences or reminders of the four during everyday life, especially during festive or holidays or when the family member is ill. Mentioning the number four around a sick relative is strongly avoided. Giving them the four of anything is also very discouraged. Elevators in Asia and Asian neighborhoods often skip the number four.
I'm going to start wishing my father the next 4 days. Like, I hope your next 4 days are very good and start handing him four rocks or something.
Very similar, the numbers 14, 24, 42, etc. are avoided due to the number four being in there. And a lot of places, will number fours will be omitted and or replaced by, you know, 3A, 13A, 23A. And hospitals don't have the number four at all. They avoid every number four.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Because no shit.
Yeah, because it's considered to be bad luck and the omen of death. But they're like, nah. Which, fair, if you're in the place of healing.
Just make the fucking morgue the fourth area.
I agree. That would be hilarious. Let me just pull up finger counting. This is going to be a longer episode, which is fine. We had a bonus episode, well, a replacement episode, so go a little bit longer. Number 69.
Oh. The sex number.
And the sex number is also a lucky number. It's a semi-prime. Don't know what that means. Don't care to figure it out. It's also the atomic number of thulium. In other fields, 69 may refer to 69ing. A sex position involving each partner aligning themselves to achieve oral sex simultaneously with each other. In reference to the sex position, 69 has become an internet meme.
Nice.
The registry of the U.S. Navy's aircraft carrier, USS Dwight D. Eisenhower, is CVN-69.
Nice.
Yeah. Alright, let's go to the number 420. Alright, 420 is a slang term for the, refers to the consumption of cannabis. But personally, I never smoked on 420. I always did it on, January 5th.
Why?
Cause I can know how to reduce my fractions, man.
Oh, okay. That's fair. That's fair.
That's a fun math joke.
Nerd.
420 is also the calling code for the Czech Republic. Is also the birthday of Hitler.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, yeah. How could I fucking forget?
So we're gonna end the episode on finger counting because it's pretty cool. Because there are so many different ways to count. Like we count, you know, typically index Americans. When I say we, they do index, middle, ring, pinky, thumb.
Yes,
I know this is gonna be a very hard thing to describe speaking.
Yeah.
I mean, because this is very visual counting. Personally, I count, I start with my thumb and then move up from there. I do thumb, pointer, middle, pinky, ring. That's just how I count. Yeah.
I've always done thumb, so starting with thumb, 1, index, 2, 3 for middle finger, yep. 4 for ring finger, 5 for pinky.
See, the problem is I can't raise my ring finger without raising my pinky. So if I want to count 4, it would be like this.
Gotcha.
So that's why
it's kind of hard to.
Yeah, that's why I do my ring finger down and count 4 like that. But no, and a lot of in Europe, a lot of it's the German 3 is what it's known as, because 1, 2, 3 on the thumb, pointer,
middle finger.
That's a 3. Fun fact: you watched Inglourious Basterds. You ever seen that movie?
Yes.
One way that they know that they, spoiler alert for Inglourious Basterds, that Michael Fassbender's character is not German.
He's not a real Nazi. Yeah, he's a spy.
Yeah, as he raises up 3 as an American would when he orders beer.
Yes, there's an American, or perhaps one of the Allied soldiers posing as a Nazi officer of some kind, and they're in some kind of local town bar doing a meeting, and a Gestapo officer, the secret police, is sitting with them, and he notices this officer count to 3, like ordering 3 beers with pointer finger, middle finger, ring finger. Germans count with thumb, pointer, middle finger. Instantly outed himself to the Gestapo.
Didn't even realize it, too. And I think that's a really good detail in that movie, because...
Yes.
Because I don't think that's explained in the movie. Like, why he...
I think they say why. He's like, I caught you because of this.
Fool.
Schweinhunden.
Another way of counting. And I don't really adapt this, because actually I count up to 20 on my fingers. Because I do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Where after I have 5, I put down my thumb and then count each one. So I would count this as 8 when only my pinky's left up. But basically, I got the idea from this, from Masahiro Sakurai, who is the creator of Kirby and Super Smash Bros. Because Masahiro Sakurai, he can count up to 60, he can count up to 992 on his two hands.
How?
He counts in something called binary counting, which is very cool. So each finger represents each individual number. So, no fingers, 0. Finger 1, your thumb, that's 1. Then you put that down, you raise up your pointer, that's 2. Then you raise your thumb and your pointer, that's 3. And then you raise up your middle finger, that's 4. So basically, you do addition, so it's more like, thumb is 1, pointer is 2, middle is 4, ring is... I don't have it on here. It's not very well. But basically, when you hold all 5 fingers up, that means 31. Because you do the math of each one. It's amazing to watch people count in binary.
That's bonkers, but awesome.
Yeah, because as well as not only do you count to 31, but then you add your other fingers. You add your other hands to add up to, like, bigger numbers. Which... Yeah, so technically, if you put up your middle... And your thumb, as a typical flip off, you know, haha, that's 5.
Yeah, fuck you 5 ways.
Yeah, there you go. Now, this is a really cool one that I saw. Was in the Dutch New Guinea, the former Dutch New Guinea, they count up to 27, and they use their whole body.
Okay.
They do 1 is their little finger, 2 through 4 other fingers, thumb is 5. Like the reverse of how dirty. No, yeah, pinky, ring. They also count. So their wrist is 6, forearms 7, elbow 8, upper arm is 9, 10 is shoulder, 11 neck, one side of their neck, and they basically count around their entire. And then they count ear, eye, and nose is 14, and then they count everything back, eye, ear, neck, shoulder, upper arm. Okay. So they count up to 27. So, like, they're like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. It's just a unique way of counting.
And yes, I thought very, very odd.
There are the Yuki language in California and the Panamanian languages in Mexico. They have an octal counting system because they count the spaces between their fingers as opposed to their fingers. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Which I learned as a young age, but I didn't realize, because haha, Mexican. But I'm like, that's why I wanted to look up number counting. I'm like, I know people count in their spaces sometimes. It turns out there is Mexican.
I never knew that. That's cool.
Yeah. So yeah, those are just some numbers. That's our numerology. Yeah. So, I hope you guys learned some cool number facts today. Thank you for understanding the delay. You know, people weren't available, and I just wasn't in the mood to record a solo episode. And spoiler alert, there will be times where I will start recording solo episodes. It's gonna be sad, because I love talking to other people and vamping off them. But just due to life, my wife will be having a baby, so I will not be able to have as much availability and won't be able to, like, do as much stuff. So it'll be like, okay, I have to do this now. Mm-hmm. Like, it's fucking 12:15 on a Tuesday. I got to record now. Because if I don't,
it's I'm not good enough. Yeah,
exactly. Because where I work, they give me 10 weeks off, which is so nice. Better than what Heather gets.
What if Heather gets?
Six. I know. I get 10. If she worked for farmers, she would get 16 weeks off. But if she got a C-section, it would be 18 weeks. I think it's pretty cool. But, yeah. So, Sven doesn't really have Twitter, so can't really find him anywhere.
Nope, you can't.
Nope, but you can follow Jared, who's not here, at AwCastN on Twitter. You can follow me at CLT_sandwich and at Inferno Frenzy. You can also email thecltsandwich@gmail.com for any questions, comments, or hellos. If you'd like to support the channel, get early access and an ad-free version of CLT Sandwich, go to patreon.com/oddcastn. $1, $3, $5 levels. They don't really get you anything different. It's just how much you're willing to give to us. And I know it's a trying time, so there's no pressure. But ad-free version of CLT Sandwich. But I appreciate when you guys listen to it here anyways. Sen, anything you want to bring up before the outro?
Nah, not really.
All right. Sen, do you got a favorite number?
Do I have a favorite number?
Yeah.
Probably 9.
Number 9. I forgot to bring up my favorite number, which is number 23.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
I got my notes. We'll just go through this really quick. I skipped it. Went straight to 10. 23. Fun facts about the number 23. Normal humans have... normal human sex cells have 23 chromosomes.
Yes.
The Earth's axis is tilted approximately 23 degrees. Julius Caesar was stabbed 23 times. 2 divided by 3 is
23.666.
Ooh. Oh, actually it's 0.6 repeating, but that's not as marketable. There was a movie, The Number 23, by Joel Schumacher, starring Jim Carrey. Oh, I need to stand up. That's fine. And there was also, to end it off with a fun fact for Sven.
Yeah.
In Jeepers Creepers, this creeper returns every 23 years for 23 days.
Every 23 years on the 23rd of spring for 23 days.
That he does. All right. So thank you for listening and sampling today's flavor CLT sandwich. We hope you enjoyed it and that you will join us next week to try a brand new one. Remember, there are whispers in the shadows, unseen creatures. I don't have a funny thing for numbers. And the number 14. But do not be afraid. We are here to make them palatable for everyone's consumption. Stay safe and stay hungry. Bye!
You know, real quick.
Uh-huh.
I think 23 is my least favorite number.
I love number 23. It's my lucky number.